Advent at Gardner-Webb University for Thursday, December 15th. Written and read by Holly Mabry, Digital Services Librarian.
As I was reading through Psalm 80 and Galatians 3 in preparation for writing this devotion, I thought it was really interesting to read how these passages were so well connected across the Old and New Testaments. It was also interesting to look at how God was portrayed in each passage. In Psalms, the people of Israel referred to him as a bright, intimidating heavenly being. In Galatians, people see him through Jesus Christ, who represents a more loving God. Hear us, Shepherd of Israel. You will lead Joseph like a flock. You who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth. Psalm 80, 1, NIV. In Psalm 80, 1 through 7, the people of Israel beg God to turn them towards him and show them how they can redeem themselves in his eyes. Have you ever felt like you don't quite measure up to certain standards, no matter how well you do? That's how the people of Israel felt. They repeatedly repented of their sins to no avail because God remained angry and ruthless. Verses 17 through 19 is a continued plea from Israel for God's mercy. This passage also asks God to make them stronger and more equipped to serve him to the best of their ability. They promise to stay focused on him and not slip into their sinful ways. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked under faith that was to come would be revealed. Galatians 3:23, NIV. Now Galatians 3:23-29 describes God's answer to the plea for mercy and redemption in the Old Testament. He sent Jesus Christ to save us all who remain faithful to him. We are no longer bound by our sins. Despite our differences, we are all God's children. This passage reminds us to embrace our differences. We are all one in Christ, all with unique perspectives and talents. This holiday season is a season of giving and spending time with family and friends, and Advent is a time of excitement and anticipation of the Savior's birth. Amidst all the modern day work and school obligations, holiday parties, gifts, and other festivities that happen during this season, remember that God gave us the greatest gift of all, His Son Jesus. Best wishes for a safe and happy holiday season.